From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Yesterday, the media conglomerate Tribune Company filed for bankruptcy. Then Anheuser-Busch says it'll cut 1,400 jobs in the U.S. And in Japan, Sony announced today that it's slashing 4% of its workforce worldwide. That's about 8,000 jobs. Meanwhile, Congress is getting closer to a $15 billion rescue package for Detroit automakers. But the government's deal could create a new federal position for a car czar. With us now is Marcus Mabry. He's international business editor for the New York Times. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, Farai.
So let's start with the big three, or in this case, the big two, because Ford is kind of stepping away from the table for now. Tell us why that is.
Well, Ford is stepping away because Ford says that they do not have the short-term liquidity problems that actually threaten the survival, especially of General Motors, but also of Chrysler in the short term. So Ford is saying we don't need these extreme measures because the government is going to put on, the Democrats have made it very clear, and they are driving this deal, as it were. They're going to put on lots of strings, lots of abilities of this car czar, which ironically will be appointed by the outgoing executive branch, by President Bush, although there may be some cooperation with the incoming Obama administration on who exactly that car czar should be. But that car czar is going to have kind of a one-man board of directors and will have lots of prerogatives over what these private companies can and cannot do. So Ford, which again is not faced with the same magnitude of problems as GM or Chrysler, decided they would rather not take part in that short-term bailout, or as some are calling it, bridge loan, and they would rather wait until the Obama administration gets in, and they probably will be a larger-term bailout.
All right. Let's take a look at the media world. The Tribune Company filed for bankruptcy protection yesterday. So what does that mean for the economy, and what does it also mean for journalism?
Well, it's interesting. We argue in our story in today's Times that it is not it is to some extent sui generis, because Sam Zell, the real estate developer tycoon who bought the Tribune Company, took out a great deal of debt to buy it. So he actually laden that company with a great deal of debt, which has to be serviced. Like, we have to pay our mortgage loans, have to be paid installments. Well, you know, corporate debt has to be paid installments as well. And they just missed a huge debt payment yesterday, Monday. And they were going to clearly have a hard time struggling under their debt load. So the Tribune Company is in a special position. At the same time, you can argue most newspaper businesses, maybe all of us, are in a difficult position. Maybe we don't have the debt load of the Tribune Company, although some do. But larger companies like the New York Times Company, like the Washington Post Company, are also faced with a rapidly declining advertising market. Although we're getting more online ads, we're getting less print ads, and print ads cost a lot more money than online ads. So that is actually an industry-wide problem, and we could be seeing a whole cascade of newspaper companies going out of business, probably starting with smaller ones and medium-sized ones that have a lot of debt. And then, you know, depending on what happens in the advertising climate, we don't know the future of journalism.
Is journalism really an important driver in terms of jobs? I mean, are we talking about a lot of impact or also
no,
a lot
not.
Of jobs?
We're not an important impact when it comes to jobs and moving the economy. We're not like industrial companies. We're not like, you know, the big three, for instance. At the same time, I think it's kind of and I think journalists like to think this, but I think also our readers and our viewers and listeners would also tell you that we also are an important part of democracy, however, and it would be a challenge, perhaps a tragedy, to see a reputable company like the Tribune go away. What I should say is that it is very possible, though, through bankruptcy reorganization, that the newspapers will survive, at least the biggest ones.
All right. Sony is planning on cutting its workforce, thousands of people. You are working in international business journalism. What are the ripples that we're seeing worldwide at this point?
Well, we're seeing this, you know, as Americans lose a historic number of jobs. 533 of us lost jobs last month alone, 533,000 of us. As we see Americans losing jobs, people who lose jobs do not buy anything. They don't buy consumer goods. They don't buy electronics. which Sony sells. They don't buy lots of goods that come from places like Asia, especially China, as much as Japan, and Europe, places like Germany, which is the largest exporter in the world. So as we buy less, then there's a ripple effect where the companies based in these other places, they have to lay off workers because they're not making as much money. And this is what we're seeing. Sony's just one example, and Sony itself is somewhat sui generis because Sony in particular has gone through a number of restructurings, and you remember the Walkman. You remember the PlayStation?
Of course I do.
Well, Sony was the innovator. It was the leader. Well, what was the last thing it innovated or led in? You know, now we have Apple, we have Nintendo, and they really kind of ate Sony's lunch. At the same time, we're dealing with competitors for rival cheap products from China and South Korea. So Sony is in a particularly bad situation, and they're kind of probably the leading edge of what could be a great deal of difficulty for lots of global industrial companies.
All right. Well, Marcus, there's so much more to talk about, but we'd love to have you back on soon. Thanks for the update.
Anytime. Thank you.